திருச்சிற்றம்பலம். டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் Shaivam.org, த நெக்ஸ்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம் இஸ் டிவைன் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். த டைட்டில் இஸ் லார்ட் சிவா, த சுப்ரீம் ஆஃப் மகாபாரதா, பிரசன்டட் பை கார்த்திக் ராமச்சந்திரன் சேஷாத்ரி. தேங்க்யூ. திருச்சிற்றம்பலம்.
சூர்யா சந்திரம சோர்லோகே பிரகாசந்தே ருச்சஷ்டயாஹ தாஹ் கேஷ சம்ஹிதாரு யக்ஷே வ்யோம கேஷஸ் ததக் ஸ்மிருதஹ. நோ, வைஸ் இ கால்ட் அஸ் வியோம கேஷா? நோ, இஃப் யூ சீ த ஸ்கை மகாதேவா, த ஃபீச்சர்ஸ் ஆஃப் மகாதேவா இட் செல்ஃப் ஆர் டிவைன். நோ, ஹி ஹேஸ் அ, எவ்ரிபடி ஹேஸ் அ க்ரௌன். பிரம்மா, விஷ்ணு அண்ட் இந்திரா, தே ஹாவ் அ க்ரௌன் ஆன் தேர் ஹெட். Whereas for Mahadeva, our dear Mahadeva has the Jatamudi itself, he is called as Jatadhara, right? So the Jata itself is actually the crown for Lord Shiva. How beautiful. And everybody has two eyes and Mahadeva has three eyes. And everybody, you know, all the other Devatas like Brahma, Vishnu and Indra, you know, they decorate their body with various ornaments and they wear various dresses. But for Lord Shiva, Mahadeva is called as Digambara. The directions itself, north, east, south and west, those directions are actually the clothes of Lord Shiva. And his ornament, you know, he doesn't wear any ornament. He wears the basma. Basmo dhulita vigrahaya namaha, Shiva Ashtotram says. That is the uniqueness of Lord Shiva. And then in terms of form also, in explaining the form of Lord Shiva also, his form is unique when compared to other devatas. And then he has the, you know, he has the skin of Narasimha and the skin of tiger as his garment. That's why he's called as Krittivasa. He has that as his garments. And then if you see, there's one more thing that I wanted to say. Yeah, Brahma. If you see, Brahma is wearing Ratnamala. Vishnu is wearing Vaijayanti Mala. Indra is wearing Parijata Mala. But the heads of these three personalities are, you know, worn as a necklace by Lord Shiva. Stolen in Karana Agamam, 8th chapter, 45th verse. So that's how the uniqueness of Lord Shiva is. And Mahadeva is Shuddha Spatika Sankasham. He is camphor white and golden in complexion. No other devata is described as golden. You know, Brahma is red and Vishnu is black in color. Mahadeva alone is actually camphor white or golden in complexion. Hiranmaya Purushaha. Hiranyaya namaha, Hiranyalingaya namaha, namo Hiranyabhagave Hiranyavarnaya, apranasvat sarva eva suvarnaha. That's how he is described. So like that, just like that, why is he called as Vyomakesha? Because, you know, the sky itself, if you see the sky, Akasha, that is present, the ether, that is present as actually the hair of Lord Shiva. So Vyomakesha, Vyoma means that sky, ether, Kesha means hair. So Vyomakesha, the sky itself is present as the hair of Lord Shiva, and that's why he's called as, you know, Vyomakesha. And then moving on, Bhutam Bhavyam Bhavishyam Cha Sarvam Jagada Sheshataha Bhava Eva Tato Yasmat Bhuta Bhavya Bhavod Bhavaha. He is the knower of the past, present and future. He is the knower of everything in the entire universe. And he is the origin. So there actually in Rudram, the 6th Anuvakam says, Namo o Jeshtayacha Kanishtayacha Namak Purvajayacha Parajayacha. He was present before, you know, the creation of the universe. He was present during the creation of the universe. And he was present even after the creation of the universe. His Mahadeva's partial Amsha Kalarudra appears from the forehead of Brahma and Narayana to help Brahma and Narayana in creation and maintenance. But Mahadeva is different from Kalarudra. So we have to understand that. So, you know, that's why it says, and so he is the knower of the past, present and future. Crores and crores of Brahmas and Narayanas come and go. Nooru kodi Brahmargal nundinar, aaru kodi Narayanar angane, yeru gangai manal ennil indirar, irilladavan eesan oruvane, appar Thirunavakarasar. One of the four Nalvars of Tamil Shaiva Siddhantam states, Nooru kodi, 100 crore Brahmas come and go. 6 கோடி 6 crore Narayanas come and go. ஏறு கங்கை மணல் எண்ணில் இந்திரர். The sand particles, you know, can we count the number of sand particles, you know, near the river Ganga? So that much amount of Indras come and go. But ஈரில்லாதவன் ஈசன் ஒருவனே. Usually Mahadeva is referred to as ஈசன் in Tamil Nadu. So ஈசன், that Lord Shiva, oh Mahadeva, you alone are imperishable. There is no destruction for you. There is nothing. There is not like coming and going for you. You are eternal. You know, unmanifest. You are the ultimate and you are eternal. There is no destruction for you, O Lord Shiva. That's what he says. So people come and go. So he is the knower of the past and present and future. And we saw in the 7th chapter also, Rama was confused totally in losing his wife. And then in the 7th chapter of Shiva Gita, where Rama sees the Vishwarupam of Lord Shiva. And then he says, oh, I see the 10 incarnations of Vishnu beforehand. I see all the incarnations. I see myself and all the 10 incarnations of Vishnu within your body. Oh, Mahadeva. Bhuta Bhavya. He's the knower of past, present and future. So, that's why he's called us. For that reason, he's called us Bhava. Bhava comes. Namo Bhavaya cha Rudraya cha Namaksharvaya cha Pashupataye cha Namo. He's the cause of creation. And he creates to give the Jivatmas a chance, you know, to finish off their karmas and then get moksha. And then he ends that repeated cycles of birth and death. By saying that, you know, in Sadhyojata Mantram we say, oh Bhava, Sadhyojatam Prapadyami Sadhyojataya Vai Namo Namaha Bhave Bhave Nati Bhave Bhavasvamam Bhavodbhavaya Namaha Nati Bhave. Don't put me again, don't create me again, don't put me into the repeated cycles of birth and death, oh Mahadeva. Nati, Nati means no, don't put me. We beg to Sadhyojata. There is Panchabrahma mantras are there, very beautiful mantras, which is the essence of the Vedas. Mukani Panchopanishad Mukani Panchopanishadastavesha Yaistrimshad Ashtotra Mantra Vargaha Yattat Chivakyam Paramatma Tattvam 8729 Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam 8729 glorifies the Panchamukha of Lord Shiva and describes that the 38 syllables are there totally in the Panchabrahma Mantra, Sadhyojata Vamadeva Agora Tatpurusha Ishana Mantras. 38 syllables are there. That 38 syllabled mantra is actually the essence of the Vedas. The Devatas, Brahma, Vishnu and Indra say that. Bhagavatam says this. And we have even Vishnu Dharmottara Puranam, Narada Puranam, Shiva Puranam, Linga Puranam, Skanda Puranam, Padma Puranam and Garuda Puranam also, you know, applies these Pancha Brahma mantras only to Lord Shiva and not anyone else. So for that reason, you know, Bhava is the cause of creation and then he ends the repeated cycles of birth and death for all the Jivatmas, including the Devatas like Brahma, Vishnu and Indra. And for that reason, he is called as Bhava. He is the origin of the past, present and future. And he is the knower of the past, present and future and everything in this universe. And for that reason, he is called as Bhava. Moving on. Kapihi Shreshta Iti Prokto Dharmascha Vrisha Uchyate Sa Deva Devo Bhagavan Kirta Kirta Kirtayate to Vrishakapihi. Why is he called as Vrishakapi? So he says Kapi. The word Kapi means Shreshta. Where does it come? So it comes in the Vamadeva mantram. Vamadeva Yanamo Jeshta Yanamak Shreshta Yanamo. See how every verse, you know, every stuti that is done for Lord Shiva, every glorification that is present in the Puranas, it can be connected with Lord Shiva. Only with Lord Shiva. Not anybody else. You know, there are some Indra stutis and Brahma stutis and Vishnu stutis also that cannot be connected with the Vedantic purport, you know. So the Vedanta talks only about Lord Shiva. So Shreshta means the best of all. Jeshta means the oldest. There is nothing that is Purvam to Lord Shiva. Mahadeva alone existed in the beginning. Mahadeva and Parashakti. And Shreshta means the best of all. So Shreshta means supreme. So the word Kapi here means the supreme. That's what Vyasa says. And then Vrisha, Vrisha means righteousness. Ridagam satyam param brahma purusham krishna pingalam urdvare tambirupaksham vishvarupam namamyaham. Ridagam satyam, satyam, he is truth personified. Ridagam, he is righteousness personified. So Vrisha means righteousness, that's what here Vyasa says. And the God, therefore is called as the illustrious God of gods. And so he, since he is righteousness personified and he is the supreme, in that Ridagam Satyam mantram also he is described as Param and Brahma. He is the supreme reality and Param means the supreme of the supreme. Paratparam. Paraat parataro Brahma tatparaat parato harihi tatparaat parato ishas tanmemana shiva sankalpamastu. He is paratparat parataram. Paratpara, paratpara purusham yati vidvan. Kaivalya Upanishad. So and Shiva Sankalpa Upanishad also uses the word paratparam. Mahanarayana Upanishad uses the word paratparam for Lord Shiva. Mundaka Upanishad 3-8 uses the word paratparam for Lord Shiva. He is the supreme of the supreme of the supreme. There is nothing that is greater than, you know, Lord Shiva. So since he is supreme, you know, the quality of being the supreme reality is, you know, it is aligned, it is only for, it can be given only for Lord Shiva. And also since he is righteousness personified, so Vrisha plus Kapi is Vrisha Kapi. That's why the illustrious Bhagavan, Deva Devo Bhagavan, he uses the word Bhagavan again and again for Lord Shiva. Bhagavan is Lord Shiva. The devotees of Bhagavan are called as Bhagavatas. So the Bhagavatas are Shiva Bhaktas. So Markandeya, Narada Puranam, Purva Bhagam, 4th chapter, Narayana explains the definition of Bhagavata to Markandeya. The one who wears the Rudraksha is a Bhagavata. The one who wears the Tripundra and the one who wears Basma all over his body is a Bhagavata. The one who chants, keeps chanting the names of Lord Shiva, 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 Mahadeva, Shambho, is a Bhagavata. The one who considers Lord Shiva as his father and Parashakti as his mother and worships their feet is a Bhagavata. So this is all told by one who eternally chants the names of Lord Shiva and one who meditates on Mahadeva, one who spreads Shiva Bhakti is actually a Bhagavata. This is told by Narayana himself. Deva Devo Bhagavan Kirtayate Tato Vrisha Kirtayate Kirtayate To Vrisha Kapihi. And that's why the Bhagavan Mahadeva is called as Vrishakapi. He says that. Moving on. Brahmanam Indram Varunam Yamam Danada Mevacha Nigrahya Harate Yasmat Tasmat Vara Iti Smritaha. Why is he called as Hara? Kharam Pradhanam Amritaksharam Haraha. The entire universe, Prakriti, is bound to, you know, is perishable. Amritaksharam Haraha. The one that is imperishable is Hara. Samba Shiva alone is imperishable. Hara very often comes in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad and also in other places also. Specific for Lord Shiva. Bhagavan Haraha. The Puranas also say that. Vishnu Puranam also says Bhagavan Haraha. Vamana Puranam says Bhagavan Haraha. Which is very specific to Lord Shiva. And then one thing is that he removes all the sins. He takes away all the sins that you have done. You know. There is nothing for Mahadeva to steal from us. He is described as actually, you know, the one who steals. The third Anuvakam, if I'm not wrong. Namasahamanaya nivyadina vyadini nam pataye namo namo kakubaya nishangine estena nam pataye namo namo nishangina ishudimate taskaranam pataye namo namo vanchate parivanchate stayunam pataye namo namo taskaranampati stayunampati. He is the lord of decoys. He is the lord of the thieves. That's how Rudram describes. So what is there for Mahadeva to steal from us? He is the giver of Aishwaryam. He is the giver of Lakshmi, Saraswati and Indrani to Brahma, Vishnu and Indra. And he is the giver of the positions of Brahma, Vishnu and Indra to the respective personalities. And there is nothing that is impossible for Lord Shiva. Upamanyu Maharshi also says that. And Nandi says that. Andhakasura says that. There is nothing that is impossible for Lord Shiva. He can grant the positions of Brahmatvam, Keshavatvam, Shakratvam. Then what does he steal from us? He steals all the sins that we have done for crores and crores of years and ready to grant us moksha. We are not willing to. So that's why he's called as Hara. He takes away all the sins. But here there is a different definition. That is one definition, but Vyasacharya gives a different meaning. He says, Brahma, Indra, Varuna, Yama, Kuvera, you know, all these personalities, Vishnu, everybody, you know, they are destroyed in course of time. Nigraha harate, they are destroyed ultimately. They have, you know, Brahma's lifespan is 311 trillion human years. You can just imagine, 100 years of Brahma is equal to 311 trillion human years. So 311 multiplied by, you know, trillion, I don't know, 10 power something. That much amount of years is the lifespan of Brahma. But Brahma also has a lifespan. So we can, you know, we can open our mouth wide by hearing this number. But Brahma also has a lifespan. Remember that. And then that Brahma comes from the navel of Vishnu. The four inhalings of Vishnu, the four inhalings of Narayana is the entire life of Brahma. And then 108th verse, Padma Puranam, Padma Puranam Patala Kandam 108th chapter 70th verse Chatur Nishvasa Matrena Vishnor Ayur Udahiritam. Even that Vishnu has Ayu, age. Even that Narayana is bound by age. You know, Chatur Nishvasa Matrena. The four inhalings of Maheshwara, Sambashiva, Chandrasekhara is the entire lifespan of Narayana. So everybody are bound by age, whatever their lifespan may be, they are bound by age. And that's why Parashakti Mata clearly says, when the sages ask her, why don't you get married to, you know, there are other personalities, beautiful personalities, Brahma, Vishnu, Indra, Agni, you know, why don't you look at them? Why do you want to get married to Lord Shiva? And then Parashakti beautifully replies, you know, the personalities that you talk about, you know, are bound by age. Janma Mrityu Jaraditaha, Brahma, Vishnu, Indra, Munayor, Janma Mrityu Jaraditaha. You all rishis and Brahma, Narayana and Indra are bound by age. I want to get married to the imperishable, indestructible, one who is eternal. And that is my dear Lord Shiva. No one else apart from Mahadeva. So that's what Parashakti Mata says. And also she also mentions that, you know, Brahma's lifespan and Vishnu's lifespan, you know, they are sometimes referred to as immortal. Brahma and Vishnu are also sometimes referred to as immortal. But, you know, that is just for namesake. You know, if we hear the lifespan of Brahma, 311 trillion human years, we will open our mouth wide. But actually, you know, even Brahma is bound to age. Next Brahma comes after that. Whatever the lifespan may be, Brahma also keeps changing. So Vishnu also has a greater lifespan, but he also keeps changing. So who doesn't have a change? Who is Nirvikara? Nirvikara means changeless. Who is Nirvikara? That is Mahadeva alone. And I want to get married to that Nirvikara, imperishable, Avyaya Mahadeva. She says that. Matsya Puranam, 154th chapter, 180th verse. For people who want to refer. So that entire chapter also is very beautiful. That talks about the marriage of Parvati Mata and Parameshwara. And how Parvati Mata goes secretly to have the darshan of Lord Shiva. And then Mahadeva burning Kama into ashes. And then the marriage of Parvati Mata and Parameshwara happens. Brahma, Vishnu. Also, they serve the feet of Parashakti Mata and Paramashiva. Very beautiful chapter. We can take up probably in the upcoming classes. So that's about, you know, that's why he's called as Hara. So since, you know, all of them, Brahma, Indra, Varuna, Yama, Kuvera, Agni, Surya, Vishnu, everybody are destroyed in course of time. And, you know, he is the cause. Mahadeva is the cause of these personalities. And that's why he's called as Hara. He takes them in course of time. The entire universe merges into him, and then it appears from him, it originates from him. Like a spider, it creates a web, right? Mundaka Upanishad talks about this. A spider creates the web, and then it draws the web, takes the web back in, and then it creates again, and then takes back in. So like that, Lord Shiva, you know, creates, and then the universe at the time of destruction goes into him, you know. But the people who surrender to him, they go back eternally to him, and there is no coming back after reaching Parakailasha. Nacha punara vartate, nacha punara vartate. Anavrittishabdhat, anavrittishabdhat. The last sutram of Brahma Sutras. Anavrittishabdhat, there is no coming back after that. And then there are various references to quote. Some few references. Mahabharatam, Anushasana Parvam, 18th chapter, 64th verse. Upamanyu Maharshi says, Brahmatvam, Keshavatvam, Shakratvam. There is nothing that is impossible for Mahadeva. He can grant the positions of Brahma, Keshava and Indra. Varaha Puranam, 213th chapter. Lord Shiva asks to Nandi, you know, Brahmatvam, Lokapalatvam, Shakratvam. Whichever, you know, I'm ready to even grant you the positions of Brahma, Narayana and Indra. But Nandi is not interested in becoming Brahma, Vishnu or Indra. Yatanyecha bhavedbhaktim tvatto nityam maheshwara. Give me that boon where I will worship only you. Only you. Shiva Eko Dhyayaha. Example of Shiva Eko Dhyayaha. Only you. I will worship only you. Not anyone else. Give me that boon. And then Mahadeva makes him an eternal Shiva Gana. So that's about it. And then Skanda Mahapurana, 5th canto, 1st section, 38th chapter, 28th verse. Brahmam cha Vaishnavam Aindram. Antakasura says, after surrendering to Lord Shiva, he says, I am not interested in the temporary positions of Brahma, Vishnu and Indra. That's present in the Skanda Mahapurana. And another reference, Purvasmai Vishnave Tatra. In the Arunachala Mahatmyam, there, you know, Purvasmai Vishnave Tatra. Mahadeva, after, you know, Brahma and Vishnu are fighting in Ahankara, he comes, he appears and then gives them the true knowledge. Purvasmai Vishnave Tatra. So, I had given this knowledge of mine, you know, Shiva Jnanam, the knowledge about me, to a previous Vishnu and Brahma, but now they have gone. So now another Vishnu and Brahma have come and come here to give that knowledge, to give knowledge about me to them. That's what he says. And then Devadeva Mahadeva Devanam Abhayaprada Brahma Narayana Indradi Sarvadeva Padaprada. For Kashikanda, Skanda Mahapurana, Purvardha, 13th chapter, 9th verse. A Jivatma named Putatma says this while glorifying Lord Shiva. Devanam Abhayaprada, you are the ultimate Lord Shiva, you are the ultimate refuge for everybody. Abhayaprada, you know, by surrendering to you, the devotee becomes Abhaya, Abhayaprada. Brahma Narayana Indradi Sarvadeva Padaprada. You can even grant the positions of Brahma, Narayana and Indra to any Jivatma, O Lord Shiva. So that's what is told by a devotee of Lord Shiva. So there are various references, and as I told, like in Padma Purana, we see that Chaturnishvasa Matrena Vishnor Ayur Udakritam, where, you know, Vishnu is also bound by Ayu. So that's about Hara. That's about the word Hara. So he takes in all the deities, you know, dissolve into him, and that's why he's called as Hara. And then Nimilitabhyam Netrabhyam Baladhevo Maheshwaraha Lalate Netramasrijat Tena Tryakshak Sa Uchyate. So why is he called as Tryaksha? We saw the Trinetram, Trilochanam, Trembakam, Tryaksham. Tryaksha means also three-eyed. Tryaksha, Aksha, actually Aksha means eyes. So Tray. The half of the tra refers to actually three. So three-eyed. He is called as three-eyed. So he created a third eye on his forehead out of his own, you know. But, you know, he himself out of his... he himself created the third eye on his forehead, and that's the reason he is called as three-eyed. Tryaksha. He is also called as Trembaka. We saw the Trembaka is another word that Vyasacharya explains to Arjuna. He is called as Trembaka. Because you know, he gives life to the earth, water and sky. We saw that yesterday. And Trinetram, Trilochanam, Trembakam, Tryaksha very often comes in the Vedas and Upanishads referring to Lord Shiva alone and not anyone else. So Umasahayam Parameshwaram Prabham Trilochanam Neelakantam Prashantam. Trilochanam, he is described as, he has three eyes. And Trinetram, he has three eyes. Neelakantam Trinetram cha tanme manas shivasankalpamastu, shivasankalpa suktam. And Kaivalya Upanishad also uses the word. And Trembaka mantram. Trembakam yajamahe sugandhim pushtivardhanam urvarukami vabandhanan kyor mukshi yamamrita at. He has three eyes. And Trembaka also means that he is the begetter of three personalities. He creates Brahma, Narayana and Kalarudra. Vamaparshve chame Vishnuhu. Palako Hridaye Haraha. From his right hand he creates Brahma. Vamabhaga. From his left hand he creates Narayana. From his heart he creates Rudra, Kala Rudra. You know, destroy the universe, and then Narayana to protect, and then Brahma to create. But ultimately all these three personalities are under the you know, it's actually like they report to Mahadeva. They are under the control of Lord Shiva. You know, Mahadeva provides the refuge. Kalarudra is a partial amsha of Lord Shiva. But Brahma and Narayana are Jivatmas, and they are bound to destruction. So that's why he is called as Tryaksha. He is three-eyed. He is the only personality who is described as three-eyed. Always. Eternally he is described as three-eyed.